Hey, G, as someone who's watched your wifey hunt videos and now has listened to your podcast, inquiring minds want to know what's been your biggest challenge or issue in actually claiming a wifey?
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, wherever you are. This is IMG. You're listening to my Wifey Hunt podcast. As you heard the question on my recording, someone asked me what has been my biggest challenge in finding a wifey. And if you have a question, I want you to press that send message button that's on your screen, and you can send me a message and or a question, and we'll address it on this podcast. And because you sent that message, young lady, I have your contact information. I'm going to send you my free 7 secrets to seduction. I'm going to send you that for free. You'll get that in the email download. And if you would like to get the 7 secrets to successful seduction, shoot me an email or send me a message and I'll get you that free. So 1 minute, I'm going to get myself together and I'm going to come back and answer that question for you. The question was, again, what has been my biggest challenge in finding a wifey? I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. This is G Fabre, Wife Your Hunt video, audio podcast. If you want to see the videos, you can go to Facebook, hashtag Wifey Hunt. That's W-I-F-E-Y, Wifey Hunt. These podcasts are available to you for free on all these different platforms. I want to go ahead and dive into this question. What has been my biggest challenge in claiming a wifey, which is a awesome questions, and I thank you for that question. And I encourage you to go ahead and send your questions in. And if you have a question, and if you or a comment, if you send that in, I'm going to send you something I wrote up, a pamphlet. I won't even call it a book because it's not. But it's 7 secrets to seduction. You know, I came up with that myself throughout my 30 something years of being out in this world, well, in the dating world. And I got that as a special gift for you, as a just for saying thank you for your questions and your comments and listening. 7 secrets to seduction. That's the name of it. And if you want that, just send me a message or a question. Okay, what has been my biggest challenge? Here we go. What has been my biggest challenge? And I'm going to start by saying, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but I'll just say it how I gotta say it. And being single man, I'm gonna just say back in the day when I was super single, right? I'm not gonna say I'm a super single now, but even though I am, back in the day when I was super single, I had a house and my son lived with me, and I had a fairly nice house, nice neighborhood, nice vehicles in the yard. So I had all the exterior components. And I would have, females come over to the house, and they would just, come as a guest, and they would sit down, and they would, hang out for a little while, do their thing, and leave. And this became like one of those things. I noticed how sometimes I would have company, and a female company, and if the girl left a mess in the house, like if she put, too much trash in the trash or left stuff out, that was to me a huge turnoff, because I'm one of those guys who like my house to be kept. And for the girls who would come by there and just like leave trash, I wouldn't even have them back. And for the ones who like to just hang out over there and not contribute to the house, I was like, man, why she comes over here, handles her business, and she leaves, she doesn't even contribute. But this one particular lady I had met, and when I met her, I was just kicking it. We just chit chat for a second, wind up getting a number. And she would come by the house, and every now and again, I noticed that she would do something like, you know, sweep the floor, even though the floor was clean, but, you know, she would sweep, she would wash a dish, she would sometimes bring groceries inside the house. She would, you know, she would literally contribute to the house. And before I realized, in my mind, this girl actually became my girlfriend. She wound up getting keys to the car, keys to the crib. Now, she had her own spot. She did have her own spot, but every time she came to my house, she brought contribution. She may have stayed for a couple of days, but she brought contribution to the house. So nowadays, in this, you know, fast world that we live in, I don't think, you know, social media was a big thing back then. I don't think even it was even existed back then. But when I look back on that, she became my girlfriend because, you know, that's how she acted. She acted as if she was my lady, and she became that. But today's days, where I guess social media and everything is such fast paced, what has been my biggest challenge, what has been my biggest challenge is, out of all the women that I know, and I know some, I know quite a few, the thing that I'm noticing is, I want my woman to be amazing. You know, I just would like for her to be absolutely positively amazing. And I'll say it like this. Imagine you saw 10 military soldiers all dressed up in their army fatigue. They were all in the single file line. Well, they were shoulder to shoulder in the line. And you could see all 10 of them at once. Now, there were 10 soldiers all dressed in army fatigue. But there was one soldier out of all 10 who didn't have on army fatigue. He had on an orange jumpsuit. Now, at first glance, the person in the orange jumpsuit, stands out just because they, number one, just because he looks different. You know, he's not blending in with everyone else. And a lot of times, you know, females, they like, you know, they pretty much blend in with everybody else. They're not becoming amazing. And that's just my opinion. You know, you may have your own opinion. Say, oh, I am amazing. I'm doing this, that, and the third. And that's fine, but everybody else is doing this, that, and the third. So when you become amazing, you do stand out. Or if you look, you know, not even look different, but act different and dress different. I'm going to say this too. This is something that really, you know, this is something that really turns me on. All guys are different. I understand that. But this is, you know, G's Wifey Hunt. And I'm going to tell you guys a little secret, something that really excites me. Something so little that a woman can do that would just totally excite me. Something so simple and something so little. If she do this one little simple little thing, I'll be like, wow, this stands out from all the other females. This stands out. And after this short break, I'm going to come back and tell you exactly what that one thing is. Okay, I'm back. Again, 7 secrets to seduction. If you would like to have your copy, shoot me a message, send in a question, and I'll make sure you get your copy. But back to the story. The one thing that totally turns me on or excites me about a woman is something that costs nothing. It shows compassion, and I just find it to be absolutely amazing when a woman does this. And this is something that you may or may not do, but this is something I want you to consider. When a woman does this, I'm like totally turned on. And here it is. When a woman fixes my plate, sets the table, arranged the napkin on the table, that little moment or movement by her just arranging the plates on the table so I can eat, that simple thing, you know, it just shows that she just has, to me, it just shows that she has compassion, and she's compassionate. And I find that to be absolutely amazing. I just find that to be like the number one thing that would just literally open up my eyes to this woman, just the fact that she's fixing my plate. I went to an event, and it was an event hosted by mostly women, and it was maybe 3 or 4 guys in the whole room, and we were all the entertainment of the room because it was a Mother's Day celebration or something like that. And out of all the women that was there, one lady out of the whole group, she went and she fixed my plate. And she brought my plate. And I thanked her. And she was an older lady. And I thanked her so much. And I said, her name is Miss Pam. I said, Miss Pam, I just want to thank you so much for fixing my plate. That was just so considerate of you. And I really appreciate that. And I'm a part of this group called Fabulous Over 40. It's also on Facebook. And there's a lady there. Her name is Miss Pam. She's an older lady. But every time I see her, I just remind her. And I thank her again. And I tell her she's my favorite out of the whole group because she fixed my plate. Something is so simple. And she thanks me. And she says, gee, you know, you don't have to thank me for that, but you always tell me the same thing every time I see you, that just because I fixed your plate, you was just, you know, floored by that. And I was. So fixing a man's plate may or may not have that effect on him as it does me. But for me, fixing my plate, you know, fixing the food, fix the plate. You don't even necessarily have to cook my food because I enjoy cooking. I enjoy fixing plates for other people. I enjoy that as well. But something as simple as fixing a man's plate, oh my God, ladies, I just turned you on to something so deep, something that you could implement. And if you were to do, just, you know, see how that will work out for you guys, okay? In these podcasts, I try to send you guys a message that's going to help you out, make you better in your day-to-day life. And if you like the information that you get, cool. And if you don't, that's cool too. But I want to thank you guys for listening. And I have my pamphlet I wrote out. It's called The 7 Secrets to Seduction. If you want that, again, leave me a message and I'll make sure you get that. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, have an awesome and amazing day. Peace.